The latest from podnews.net. Google is prepping a web version of Google Podcasts that works on desktop and on iOS devices, and the player is already live. We link to our podcast in Google Podcasts in the show notes and in our newsletter. On any Android phone, it opens the pre-installed Google Podcasts player as normal, while on iPhone or desktop, it now opens a web player. 9to5 Google reports that it also syncs playback position to your Google account, and you can ask your Google smart speaker to resume my podcast. It's still work in progress. It lacks any search, a method of subscribing, downloads, or a front page as yet. But since these new links are entirely backward compatible with the old ones, and even now are better than the previous dumb versions, we've updated all our links from our podcast pages to point to this new player. Just search on PodNews for your favourite podcast at podnews.net/search and click the Google Podcasts link. And here's our take. The availability of a capable web player which works with mobile Safari may mean an iOS app for Google Podcasts is imminent. It should also mean that podcast links appear in all Google searches, not just Google searches run from Android devices. The web view also fixes compatibility issues with the Samsung browser and Opera on Android devices as well. This is all big and good news. The RAIN Podcast Business Summit was a few weeks ago in New York. The website now contains audio from all of the individual sessions. Mind the gap, Rebel Base Media worries about the gap between indie and big podcasting and wonders if it's a cause for concern. This Sunday is Share Your Buds Sunday, a opportunity for you to share your favourite podcast with a friend. You're asked to spread the word. There's a link to a website in our show notes and our newsletter today. A new vertical podcast app has launched, Bitcast.fm is a social podcast app allowing you to tag, clap, and share your favorite bits of tech podcasts. Also, Podbean has updated its app. It now works on Apple CarPlay. By default, our voice-activated servants Google Assistant, Amazon Alexa, and Siri are all female voices. Q wants to change that, and they've developed what they call the world's first genderless voice. Have a listen.
Hi, I'm Q, the world's first genderless voice assistant. Think of me like Siri or Alexa, but neither male nor female.
IKEA is releasing cheap connected speakers powered by Sonos. Symfonisk should be previewed early next month. Two-thirds of fashion brands have not yet discovered podcast advertising, says a new report from Magellan. Rupert Murdoch's News Corporation in Australia has launched Newscast, a podcast unit. And the Bello Collective says you probably won't make a lot of money as an independent podcaster, but then give five reasons why you should do it anyway. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.